Hello.
Hi, Brian.
Hello.
This is Rachel.
Hi. Is this a new phone number?
No, no. This is just the landline that we use for the office. The number that I have is actually in maintenance at the moment. That is the reason why I couldn't get back to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I forwarded you an email from Ingram Sparks. Did you get a chance to read it?
Yes, yes, yes. I got it. I have shared with the publisher, and I'm just waiting for an update from them. I couldn't reply to you because of the fact that, you know, I needed, like, a proper update from the team in order to tell you what exactly is happening.
Okay, well, my understanding, if you look at the email he sent, there's a box there that the retailers would see if they tried to order a book, and it says, book not available.
All right.
Did you see that?
Yes, I understood that, you know, it's not available on Ingram Spark. However, they cannot ask the different retailers to remove your book from all the platforms where it is published at the moment. However, let me just ask the team to see what can we do about it, because it seems like it has been delisted from Ingram. However, it is still available on all the platforms that is affiliated with Ingram. So I am just waiting for the team to get back to me and let me know how exactly things are like. If we can publish a book by today, and if it's going to happen today, we'll just, you know, start with the pre-marketing, and along with that, we'll just put your book on pre-release.
Yeah, and you got to change the date on the website to when it's going to be available.
Yes, of course. Once we have published your book as a pre-release, I will ask the website team to put there for, you know, like a timeline when your book is actually going to be out. And in the meantime, for 2 weeks, we'll just do the pre-release marketing for your book.
Right, and send me copies of the ads that you're going to put out, the posts you're going to put out, the TikTok you're going to put out. Send me some copies of those just so I can get an idea.
We want
to drive traffic to 6stepbiz.com rather than Amazon.
Of course, we would do that. We will eventually, the hashtag that we're using is created with 6steps of it. Along with that, the caption will also have your website link.
Yep. Okay. Perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. Because if they go to the website, there's more information there about the book and the guarantee and everything else. And then then when they go to buy the book, when they click on it, they'll actually get the new version of the book when they click on it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely. That is how it's going to be like. And we will do whatever has been told you, Brian. I'm just waiting for an update from the team where, you know, like, we can see how exactly we can work on the book. I believe it is something that, you know, Ingram has done, and they have delisted your book. However, I will draft an email, or I'm just going to call you back on the same number, and I'll just give you an update.
That's fine. My understanding, Rachel, is Ingram can't do any more on their side. The individual retailers, see, there wasn't a lot of books out there that people bought and had used anyway, so I'm not worried about that.
Okay.
So as far as I'm concerned, when the new book is published, it'll get the first hit when people search for it, and eventually whatever book sites out there have the old book, it will disappear because they can't order the book anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. If it's not going to be available, how are they going to buy it by the end of the day? Yes.
Right. So, and Ingram says if they go to order the book, it says book's not available, then they'll have to fall back and just order the new book.
Yes, absolutely. And
okay.
we are eventually doing like a marketing campaign where we are saying that the book is completely revamped, it's going to be published, and, you know. So the people who are actually directing through your marketing campaign, they will eventually know that, you know, this is how things are working.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. As far as I'm concerned, Ingram's done everything we've asked them to do.
I hope so. I'm just going to get back to the publisher and ask him what exactly is happening, and can we publish the book right now? Because we can't wait for all the retailers or the distribution.
No.
Yeah,
I want to publish the book today. and then start the pre-launch, because there's nothing else Ingram can do. Nobody can buy the old book. Nobody can buy the old book, so I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't care. We can live with that. So from my vote says publish today and start the pre-launch tomorrow.
Absolutely. We can start it today as well. That is not even a problem, you know. Just need to publish your book, and once we are done with that, we'll just proceed ahead with your pre-marketing. All right.
Whatever. When you publish a new book, just send me the link that it, you know,
absolutely,
I can see that, Matt, and then start the marketing. But I would like to see a TikTok ad, a paid ad, a post that's going to go out on Facebook or whatever, just so I can put it in my binder.
Absolutely, I will do that for you. Yes.
Give me an update at the end of the day if you can.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Rachel.
With your book publication or anything that the publisher has set to notify you, I will make sure you know about that. All right?
Good. So if I need to get a hold of you, can I still text your old number?
No, it's actually in the maintenance. It's my work phone. However, you can email me. I am actually looking at your email at the moment where you said your phone is not working.
Right.
I will call you back. All right?
Okay, I'll just email you. Gotcha. Okay, thanks, Rachel.
No problem.
Okay,
take care.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.